Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srinami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pucharane Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Vaskacha Vedatarane Namchakopatu Vyascha Pipasindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavaneyo Vaishnaveo Namo Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhani Sita Devi Vanamami Hari Kire. The Rasa Dhamma specifically appears in this world to give the opportunity to those living entities who have risen up to the platform of being able to enter into the pastimes of Radha Madhava. They get to, at that time, come and actually join in the dancing, or if they wish to be assistants, join in the playing of the instruments, or distributing refreshments. So the Maharasa, we read in the Bhagavatam that Krishna disappeared from Maharasa and everyone was born into emotional distress and separation and started searching. Here and there, Krishna. But the Goswamis, they revealed the reason why Krishna left the Rasadams. He left the Rasadams because before he left, Radharani left. She was feeling disturbed. So many different groups of gopis with so many different moods had all gathered together. And she wasn't feeling the taste which she usually felt when they enjoyed night by night the Rasa dance on the banks of the Yamuna. This is a nightly affair in Rajadhana. Every night they go to Vrindavan Forest and they, one of the daily pastimes that they enjoy, Rasa dancing. But that Rasa dancing is performed between Radha and Krishna and the Astasakis and their Uposakis, assistant sakis, all from the same group with the same type of mood. And the other gopis, such as Chandrabali, Bhadra, and so on, they enjoy Rasa dancing in different places, such as Chandrasrova. So anyway, Radharani was really somewhat disturbed that the right mood was not there, so she left. And immediately Krishna could not stay anymore. He started searching for her, so Radhe Radhe, wandering from forest to forest within Vrindavan Forest, Smooth Forest within Vrindavan Forest. And he couldn't find Radhe. So he came to what is known as the Emily Tower. And there he sat down and started chanting Radharani and calling out Radharani. So much so was his absorption, was his separation from Radharani, that his black body turned golden. Goranga! This is the first recorded instance of that manifestation of Goranga. It's not the same Goranga exactly, because the Goranga which appears in Mayapur is a combination of Radha and Krishna, where they really come together in this form of Goranga as different things that were anywhere there in the think of this, was Krishna so much absorbed in remembering Radharani that his body turned golden. And he was crying out, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. And Radharani heard this cry, so she came rushing in. And then they got together, and they started wandering from forest to forest, as described in the Krishna book. And meanwhile, gopis were searching here and there, and being, some of them being somewhat envious at all, Krishna's gone off with only this gopi. But just see that Krishna, even amongst so many billions and billions of gopis, could not find any more satisfaction there as soon as Radharani left. He lost all taste. It describes that these damsels, these gopi girls of Vrindavan, are more beautiful than all the beauties, all the different persons, ladies who are considered to be beautiful, the Lakshmis, and all the great personalities. If they were all kind of lying together, they wouldn't be as beautiful as any one of those. But yet Krishna just could not find any taste of satisfaction there as soon as Radharani went. This is the unique position of Srimati Radharani. But if she is not present, then Krishna does not find any taste. You see Haladini Shakti. She's Mahabharata Rupini, the personification of ecstatic love for Krishna. And Krishna cannot find any satisfaction without it. On another occasion, when he had been around dance in one of the other forests, and Krishna had wandered off looking for Radharani, he happened to wander into a kunj where another gopi, Rajadevi, was. And so he spent some time with her. So when Radharani's messengers made servants, they informed her that your Krishna is with another sakhi. She became very angry. And she went up to a place which is situated between Govardhan and Mathura, between the Yamuna and the Ganga. The Ganga flows from Vrindavan onto Mathura. And amongst the Ganga springs up in Govardhan and flows towards Mathura and meets the Ganga, meets the Yamuna, a Krishna Ganga again. So that area which is created between the Ganga and the Yamuna, in that area Radharani went. And she was hiding there with her sakis. And after some time she took a flute and she started playing. And when Krishna takes his flute and starts playing, everything in Vrindavan falls into deep mood of ecstasy. But when Radharani starts playing the flute, that ecstasy which they feel is multiplied thousands of times. And Krishna himself becomes so bewildered that he's not even able to find his way. He's just so anxious to just trace out the sound. And he just becomes completely bewildered. Well, Radharani was playing her flute, she was surrounded by her many asasakis, as we see on the water here in Mayapur. She was playing her flute, and Vrindadevi, on behalf of Radharani, was making that garden where she was very beautiful. She was actually making a new Vrindavan. And this new Vrindavan was going to have one unique quality. There wasn't going to be any Krishna. Because right now we saw him with Krishna. But she put her sati there. And she instructed to the devi, yes, she went to the place and don't get there. So she was playing the flute, and Krishna was wandering here and there crying. And eventually he came to that place. And the attendant satis, they tried to prevent him from entering. And no, by the way, I have not given permission for you to enter into this new Vrindavan. This is a private garden. Krishna was crying and crying then, and eventually giving messages to Radharani, and Krishna was crying, and she was not his mother. Tell him to go away, go off to some other. Sakhi's courage. So Krishna was entering into such a deep mood of ecstasy when he just was rolling on the ground there, crying out, just totally bewildered. And the messengers were giving this information to Radharani. And once she liked it, gave her the indication. So then they brought Krishna there. And he was apologizing, I can't even know Radharani, when they were separated, how you would think. And she said, yes, I know. There always one at the prior to go over there. The one life course in two bodies at the prior to go there. And so, in front of everyone's eyes, so everyone could understand that there was one, Krishna emerged into the body of Radharani. He became one. Krishna was manifested with the mood and sentiment, with the body, color, Tapta Kanchana of Srimati Radharani. And as the Sakis, witnesses, Lady Devashaka, Chitradevi, as they witnesses, they all took on forms, Sutta. Radharani's form became there because of Krishna's actions. Golden form still possessing the sentiments and colors. And all of the gopis, they took on suitable male forms. And when all the assistants, such as Rupamanjari and everyone they saw this, they also took on male forms. And as all the residents of Vrindavan came rushing there, and when I say all the residents, I mean all the residents, the mothers and fathers, those in Kalendra, the cows and the calves, the stones, the trees, the plants, everyone came rushing there. And I saw what was happening there in this new Vrindavan. Everyone was taking on a new form to reciprocate with the new form of Radharani. So they also started taking on forms so they could enter into that mood. Of course, this place is enormous. Mayapur, Vrindavan's private, Radharani's private garden. And that is where we are. And Srimati Radharani's personal garden. This is where the love of Srimati Radharani is available. The love which she has for Krishna is available for every single living entity here in Mayapur, free. The Dharma of Mayapur, which is the manifestation of Vrindavan Dharma in this way, Vrindavan Dharma, is so much in that mood that she overlooks all offenses. She doesn't bother to see who's qualified and unqualified. She allows everybody to come and Έκονται την ίδια. Not in the same quantity, but in the same quality. If somehow somebody enters my abode and is not feeling that extreme ecstasy of compassion which Srimati Radharani possesses, then the desire must not be that. This is the only explanation. Because Dharma grows all offences. Even Dharma, a person may be there for a long time, practicing worship of Radha Krishna, but may still not attain the deep mood of ecstasy. Due to offences. So that's understandable. Prabhupada said if the offences are serious, then they'll come back to the Dharma again as an animal, where they'll be able to associate with the dust of Vrindavan. And because they're in animal bodies, their offences will not be taken seriously. And thus they will be able to complete their endeavours. But here in Maipo, that excuse is not there, because Maipo Dharma overlooks the offences. Maipo Dharma is flooded with the mood of Srimati Radharani's ecstatic love for Krishna. The grass, trees, the buildings, everything is polluted with that ecstatic love, because the residents of Vrindavan, they manifested here, taking on that ecstatic mood of compassionate love. Compassionate love means that I don't just want to enjoy the taste of service to Krishna, but I want to distribute that taste to him. And going back to the Rasa-lila for a moment, Radharani left the Rasa-lila, and thus Krishna left, obviously. And all the Sakis, they lost the association of Krishna. So one may wonder how this is a manifestation of the compassion of Srimati. But we understand that ecstasy in love of Krishna reaches its topmost level when one is able to experience loving separation. So Srimati Radharani, out of her cautiousness, left the Rasa-lila, knowing full well that her Krishna would also leave. And knowing full well this would throw all of the gopis into a deep mood of separation, where they could taste that deep ecstasy of love for Krishna. So this is the compassionate mood which has been brought by Karuna, both by the Goswamis and the followers of the Goswamis, that to distribute topmost mood. In Vaikuntha, they're simply interested to serve the man. They're not interested to give that to us. The mood is, oh, if you wish to come, come. You're free. You're an independent human entity. You can come to Vaikuntha if you wish. And if not, then fine. But that is not the mood of Vajra. The mood of Vajra is Vajra's mood. Everyone in Vajra is influenced by the mood of Shiva. Everyone in Vajra is the dust of Srimati. So much so that when Krishna in the evening he goes back to Nandavarman house, as he leaves the different forests, they pass through the different first. He first is in Egypt. It enters into such a mood of separation, remembrance of Krishna. But all the trees, they dry up. The leaves, they dry up. The flowers, they dry up. The grass just dries up. The separation. Because they, Radharani is moving here and there through the forest. There's forests of Vrindavan. The lotus feet is touching everywhere. And they're all being entrenched with that mood of ecstasy. When Krishna comes out from underground in the morning and enters the forest blooms. All the flowers they start blooming, the grass becomes alive, the trees will start shining, all the creepers they start flowering. Because here's Krishna, who's returned. And in Nandagram, everything dries. They all enter into a deep ocean of separation. And yet that mood of separation which appears to bring such distress is the highest ecstasy. And in Bhaktacharya, one of the four great acharyas, he also was propagating service to Radha Krishna. But they couldn't understand this principle. Of this exact mood of service and separation. It was only when he was fortunate enough to come here to Mayapur and get the darshan of Gauranga that he got the opportunity to enter Gauranga Leela and to actually understand real worship of God. The mood of separation, one is so desperately separated from somebody that they can't think of anything else. And that is also the mood of union. Symptoms. Obviously, when you're absorbed in something, then that's union. And you can't think of anything else. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. This is the instruction of Srila Prabhupada Goswami. And only by coming to this level of love and separation can one actually be there of always remembering Krishna. Oh, as Krishna has gone, just carry on with our life, we'll be coming back later. We find that in Dwarka, they don't have the same type of ecstasy, they carry on with their activities, they're feeling separation. Great degree of separation, but nothing like in Vrindavan. Everything doesn't dry out. And you see descriptions of Dwarka, Krishna has gone to Hastinapur or wherever, still everything looks very beautiful. Still they're carrying on with their daily activities. But in Vrindavan, that's not the case. Really, Krishna goes one step away, everything starts to dry out. Because they're always in Krishna. And this is only possible to attain this level of devotion if we can actually understand the Krishna Deva. Actually attain the grace of Krishna Deva. Beyond that, we have to understand the value of Krishna. Fear is Gauranga, and that by worshipping Gauranga, one can come to that level of prayer which is in Gauranga. Otherwise, it's not possible. Not possible. There may have been persons worshipping Radha and Krishna and not worshipping Gauranga, but they were not able to go to Vrajavandana. He may have been able to go to some other place without official pastimes and manifest, but not the original life of Krishna. Krishna Das Kaviraj makes it very clear in Chaitanya Charitamrita that only by the grace of God. Why? Because he's distributing, he's tasting the mood of Srimati Vagani, and he's distributing that mood. That's why this mind goes on in the monistical time. So yes, who's rush? Want to hear about Krishna Lila, want to read about the intimate pastimes of Radha Krishna, the devotees, but you cannot enter. Why? Because the mood is not there. And the mood is not something we can read about. It's not something we'll just find brought in the mood. The mood is given by those who have the mood. He came to this world to actually explain to me, to give the directions of how to actually develop the service. Bhagavan is saying, not Bhagavan is service, but Bhagavan is mood of service. Can you give that? Yes, we're hunger, Radha and Krishna in one form, in that ecstatic mood. They're displaying the mood of Srimati. But it doesn't intimately explain how one can step by step develop that. Because not even Radharani understands. Srimati Upamandjari, who understands every single detail of the loving mood of Radha. That's why she's called Rupa. It's not different. It's a very form of Srimati. And so Rupa Goswami is very kindly explaining in great detail how to develop pure love of God up to the stage of Mahabharata. When we say Mahabharata, we say Radharani. Mahabharata, this is Srimati Radharani. She's the personification of Mahabharata. So we have to look at the mental instruction to see how, step by step, it can develop. This mood, this musical mood of devotional service. Divide is their association with devotees. Giving and accepting prasad, giving and accepting gifts. And when one makes friends, deep friendship with devotees, and revealing the mind. Revealing the mind doesn't mean all of the always thinking of sex life. Oh, Prabhu, I want to know how to get some money. No, this is not revealing the mind. This is just revealing our distress. Somebody was telling me the other day how people go into meetings together and discussing how so many things in this world are conspiracies. The drug companies have so many conspiracies, how to start diseases and then just... Yes, the whole material world is a conspiracy, how to keep you locked up in birth and death. It's a big conspiracy. This is my latest conspiracy, how to keep you going on. Birth, death, old age, disease, gain and gain and gain. It's a big conspiracy. It's nothing new to devotees to hear this. What is new is when we can actually come in contact with the Vaishnava and render service to that Vaishnava, and then the Vaishnava reveals his mind, his transcendental mind, the movement of the soul. But we shouldn't just think this is something that Srila Rupa Goswami has written. He came specifically to give that mood of Bhagavan. That's why he came to this world. Srila Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur has said that before Rupa Goswami appeared in this world, there was no chance of developing the mood of Vishwas. No chance. Only by his grace. And thus it's possible in this life. So we shouldn't just feel this is some... No, we actually have to practice. Even the shadow of devotees, we have to actually endeavor in this way. To learn how to associate with the Vaishnavas. Give gifts to the devotee, to the Vaishnavas. Receive gifts. This is a loving way of developing loving exchanges, developing relationships. And if you're not in Krishna consciousness to learn how to develop loving relationships, then stop wasting your time. Because you're chanting Hare Krishna for some time, you're also next to you, then you're back up your practice one day and go off looking for it somewhere else. Because everyone is looking for loving exchanges. And they have a meeting, business meeting, they come together, they take food together, they give gifts to each other. Why? Because they want to develop a relationship. Of course, they want to exploit each other. But they know how to do it. The difference with devotees is not thinking how to exploit, they're thinking, oh, please make me the servant of the servant of the servant. But if we don't follow the process, then there's no point in why we are the Guru. I chant Hare Krishna when my mind is wandering here and there. And why are you chanting Hare Krishna? Why are you calling out to Srimati Radha? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I said, Srimati Radha, please engage in Krishna's service. So then she gave me the opportunity when I come in contact with somebody of my Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. And you learn exactly how to get the service of Krishna. If we're going to ask Srimati Radharani for service to Krishna, we have to learn how to satisfy her. And only she knows that. But then if we don't want to follow the process, then what's the point? The whole idea is to give up this self-centered mood. That everyone should be taking notice of me. Yeah, give gifts to me. Give prasad to me. He praise me. And we have to learn how to become a servant of servants. So if we actually want to taste that wonderful gift of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna, then we have to follow in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani. When all the Avamanjaris and the gopis, they find some suitable person or want to engage, they go to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. Oh, can we please engage in loving Krishna's? Then she knows, right, you can get this stage, you take me, give her this stage, give her this stage. We can call out Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but if there's no mood, then what will we attain? Yes, we'll destroy all our previous sins. That's no good. We may even become free from the material world. We may even attain great Buddha. But you will not attain deep ecstasy there. Now I'm yourself, Lakshmi herself. I told you austerity, don't let us enter them down. No, you don't. So what do they do to get the mercy of our land? They wait until once in a while the manifestation of Radha Krishna is born from under manifesting this world. And they all come rushing. My temple is actually empty. There's no Lakshmis in our minds. The devotees there all come, you know, well, they've all gone somewhere. But they come to join in the Sankirtan pastime. They know this is the opportunity to be able to develop that ecstatic mood, to get the mercy of Srimati Radhakrishna. And see the far prophets leaving this world. He requested that the priest in the This was actually the last request he made. Because by the grace of Srimati Bhagavatam, one can get the grace of Srimati Bhagavatam. Without the grace of Srimati Bhagavatam, you can never serve Krishna in this position. Radha Kund is non-different to Srimati Radha Kund. non-different in every way. It's a form of Shrimati Radharani. Shiva and Krishna, Shiva Kund, Shyam Kund, in their extreme youth of separation and union, it's in text. Shiva and Krishna were separated. They melted into the forms of Radha Kundra and Chandrakundra. And when they melted into the forms of Radha Kundra and Chandrakundra, their bodies mixed together. And simultaneously separated and unified in that ecstatic liquid form of love. So Srila Prabhupada Kundra, yes, this is the topmost place. But even great personalities like Narada and Sukadeva cannot understand this place. When he heard the devotees were jumping in Vatakund, swinging around, he said, oh, they're not in Vatakund, they're in Narada Kund. Kundaka. Vatakund is for the topmost place. Yes, we may go there and dip in and fool ourselves, oh yeah, now touch Radhakund, we're going to come and make a certain noise. It's a question. We have to come back to the same room to be able to go to the topmost place. We have to be able to enter into that topmost mood of service. Then we can get the full benefit. And anyone who is prematurely entering into Radhakund, it's just a they don't actually understand that this is Radha and Krishna in their deepest mood of union and separation. That there is no deeper mood than Radha and Krishna. There is no deeper form than Radha and Krishna. This is Radha and Krishna in their topmost ecstasy. And the pastimes and service which goes on there are the very topmost pastimes and secrets. You can hear about that, you can even feel some ecstasy in hearing that, but to actually really understand the mood of the service which is going on there, the mood of the pastimes, the mood of the personalities, that is very, very, and it has to be taken step by step, by learning how to associate with the Vaishnavas, and then to the deeper and deeper, and the one that mood fully manifests. Everyone likes to chant Radhi Radhi, and this day actually this has come out of Basan and such places. There's nothing wrong with this, in one sense. You see, Prabhupada was working on the Chatukaro, as it was called in those days, back in Bandamara. And as persons would come by, they would say Radhi Shyam or Radhi Radhi, and Prabhupada would say Hare Krishna. Walking and walking, and after some time, one of the devotees had to say, Prabhupada, will you say Hare Krishna? Prabhupada stopped. We do not separate Radha and Krishna. We don't separate. If you understand that Radha and Krishna are not different to them, which is not what it says, then why do you separate them? We have the topmost mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, why do you need to separate? You are not developed that full ecstatic mood by separating Radha and Krishna, by taking them in separately. Yes, there's nothing wrong in one sense, because all the moods are accepted. If you want to be in the Vaikuntha mood, or Dwarka mood, or different moods of Vrindavan, manifestations of Vrindavan, that's alright. But if you want to follow in the footsteps of the Goswami, and take the Mahamudra, keep Radha and Krishna together. Because if we had any idea of the pain, ecstatic pain, they fill by a moment's separation and you will lose. Prabhupada Saraswati says that the name of Brahmani is even more potent than the name of Krishna. Even Krishna is totally attracted by the name of Brahmani. He chants him. But we're not following the footsteps of Krishna. We're not imitating Krishna. We have our line coming from the Goswami down from Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. We have this choice continuously. We should be conscious of what mood we're developing. We mix all the moods together, it has a very simple name, that's the Bhas. We will not develop pure love of Radha Madhava by Rasa Bhas. We've been down in so many places, people jumping up and down, riding by the air, experiencing ecstasy. But they're not experiencing the ecstasy which they would experience if they followed the footsteps of Radha Goswami. If one actually wants to, one has to remain very dedicated to their life. Shouldn't be a prostitute. Going from this line to that line, taking this from this shastra to that shastra, from this line to seven to nine. Raghunath Das Goswami, he wouldn't hear the name of all the gopis who were not in the group of Radharani. He closed his ears. Run away. Of course, we don't imitate this. This is a very high stage. It's not in an illusion that these unquiet personalities are very dear to Krishna. But he's a main servant. Why would he go around praising others? The only business is to serve Srimati Radharani. Serving Srimati Radharani means to bring Radha and Krishna together. We need to bring all the devotees together in the service. Rasabhas is never produced in Krishna. When Anupam, younger brother of Sanatana Rupa Goswami, he was ecstatically in love with Raghunath Ramachandra. But the two brothers, they tried very hard to convince him, yeah, your ecstasy will be even more than surrender to the service of Radha Madhava. But he wasn't able to. So they accepted, all right, yes, he's very sincere. He's dedicated his head at the lowest feet of Radha Madhava. It's not like a prostitute. This is the standard necessary. So fine, if one wants to be in this group or that group, fine. But if one is considering oneself the follower of Rupa Goswami, the guru, then one has to follow that very sincerely. Three finances?
Yes.
Yes.
Guru, can you please elaborate on how devotees should reveal their minds to each other?
How?
Yes.
It entirely depends on the level of the two devotees. With one's equal, one should discuss one's day-to-day problems. But should discuss it with somebody whom we trust. We will not go on and tell everyone else, oh yeah, you know, this is... One doesn't reveal one's mind to somebody who is not a confidant. Otherwise, just distress comes up. And there can be hate. And the opposite will happen to develop the young boy. But someone who's a little more advanced, one encourages that person to reveal their mind without coming to that level. So somebody is better maybe just slightly more to how to concentrate more on channel, how to push you, how to control the senses. But ultimately you want to render service and come in contact with the topmost Vaishnavas who can reveal their minds to the person of how to actually develop Bhagavad Gita. So yes, and we have to see who the associate is. But revealing the mind is necessary. The practice of revealing the mind is necessary in the practice. We do it anyway. We just do it here and there. Meet somebody, a couple of people, start talking about this, we're disturbed about something. We say, I don't like that today. But this is foolish. This is just offensive to do one's mind in this way. It should always be confidential. Even if we're feeling distress or we don't understand some of the body's activities, still we should bring that up with somebody whom we really feel can try to understand that and help us to still advance in Krishna consciousness even though our mind is distressed. If you want to learn some art, whatever it may be, some kind of sport or music instrument or whatever, then you go to somebody who can do that. And then you build that mind slowly. This is how you do it, this is how you do it, this is how you do it. But if you just rebuild your mind and try to get the other person to rebuild their mind of someone who's not qualified to understand. So you sit together and try to chant the nectar of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Two persons who have no understanding of Radha and Krishna's pastimes, what would be achieved? So when practices of revealing the mind with others according to the platform which one is on. Not disturbing the minds of others is one of the upright, let's say, holy men. We meet somebody who knows nothing about chanting Hare Krishna, and we just encourage them to chant Hare Krishna because they become happy or whatever. We don't start telling them all the intimate pastimes because this is Namatra. They can't understand that, so hoping that their mind will be disturbed by speculation and stuff like that. So to try to reveal one's mind to an unqualified person or try to act in an unqualified way within one's mind about high things which one hasn't attained. So, no, not for that. And sometimes you hear people saying, oh, no, you must meditate all the time about Krishna's pastimes and insist on talking about the intimate pastimes of Radha Krishna to everyone. This is not my plan. Everything has to be done in the right mood. Before my action wants to develop. And today is the special day when we pray to that personality from whom the mood of devotion springs. Please give me devotion. Means please give me the right mood, the right understanding, the right everything to be able to serve. And that can be given by Srimati Radharani through the grace of Srila Prabhupada. This line is there even in the spiritual world. Don't think, oh, it's just some guy in the material. It's exactly the same in the spiritual world. Servant for servant for servant. Sometimes when Goswami sends back the palm or the flower garden to Jabur, whatever sakhi is, Because they're not made in the right way, not in the right mood for the right pastor. Of course, you can't understand that. How can God be made in the wrong mood? It's not looking quite right because it's not fitting into this pastor. But she explained, oh, you should be like this, do like this, take it back. If somebody is there in the spiritual, and that same somebody is manifested in the spiritual, you can notice. Out of humbleness only, desire not to disturb the minds of others, it entered into the Madhura Sampradaya. But the Madhura Sampradaya does not have this mood. But they went there just to show that we should maintain the Sampradayas. But actually, this is the Sampradaya starting from. Yes.
Sometimes there's like a controversy between devotees about whether we should read about these pastimes of Brahma and Krishna, or whether we should teach our Hare Krishna through devotional service and bring more of what we reveal within our hearts and minds.
And the question is? Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan. And he told us, yeah, there are only two yogis wearing and stuff for this friends. Just a couple of apples, two bananas, and milk. Fruits. And this is sufficient for any human being to do. So, others were quite surprised. Anyway, meanwhile, Balmandu had been present there when he went to Los Angeles. And he told him the audience there the same thing. My Papa says it rains for animals. So he means that you just live on fruits and milk. So in due course of time, Papa started his tour. And he went there to L.A. And he heard about this, so that there's huge groups of devotees are getting together and having their own Sharma program of fruits and this and that. And different groups who understood Prabhupada's, what Prabhupada said in different ways. They're taking health diets and things. And Prabhupada was very disturbed. No, you all sit and take a shower together. What's going on here? And one boy said, well, Prabhupada, we heard you say grains and grains. And Prabhupada said, I'm taking grains, I'm not an animal. So then he sent out to my Krishna Maharaj to find out what's. So it was traced back to Prabhupada. So he said, no, Prabhupada said this isn't done. So came before Prabhupada and he said, you know, Prabhupada, you said something. And I said, I never said that. And so then one man was confused and to my Krishna I said, well, Prabhupada said he never said it, he never said it. And then one man was asking Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what? You know, he said that there's only. He said, no, I said you should just sit and chant Hare Krishna, not eat anything. Why you change what I said? If you chant Hare Krishna, all the vitamins, all the minerals, everything is present there. So you just sit and chant Hare Krishna. Everything will come. So yes, in answer to your question, you can just chant Hare Krishna and everything will come. But that's a very high level, the mind becomes. Srila Prabhupada gave so many books, he gave so many varieties of service. I'm taxing my brain day and night how to keep all of you engaged in service. And yes, you should study the Krishna book and hear about Krishna's pastimes. And if one becomes more advanced, Prabhupada has pointed out certain books in his books, such as Krishna Bhagavad Gita, One shouldn't be anxious to rush to these, and one should follow the Vaishnava etiquette of taking other Vaishnavas' advice, senior Vaishnavas' advice, whereby she's starting to meet. These books are here in this world to give solace to the devotees, to give some relief from the pain, the feeling of suffering, and so on. But just by reading the books, one won't enter the pasture. One has to chant Hare Krishna and develop that mood of service deeper and deeper and deeper. And then by the grace of the devotee who is in the pastimes, a particular devotee who has the same type of mood which one may want to develop, by taking shelter of that devotee and praying to that devotee, one will get the opportunity. So all of these things, reading the books, performing the service, chanting Hare Krishna, must all go on together. But we should understand that ultimately it's only by developing that deep mood of service that we'll be able to do any of these properly. So yes, ultimately it will be revealed. But these things have been given to help us along the path, so we can reach that stage. Or we can open the Bhagavatam at any stroke and see the pastimes of Hare Krishna. But now just to hear that, so what? It's just knowledge. And however much faith we may develop in that knowledge, we still will not see Hare Krishna's pastimes. It's good to have that faith. But beyond faith is actual service. And it's a process of entering that service deeper and deeper. Chant Hare Krishna, read Prabhupada's books, as one has understood Prabhupada's books, one can also look at the books of the Goswamis under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, render service and balance everything out. But always remember that to go forward, we need to develop the association. In London, he said, you see, Radharani is dancing. Radharani is. He says, a Krishna cannot go anywhere. So Radharani is holding Krishna here to accept us. So we must take the opportunity of Radharani's grace through the mercy of the chakras to be able to fully understand what her grace is and enter into that deep mood, deepest service mood, becoming a servant of the soul.